USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mayor Buddy Dyer is declaring a state of emergency for the city of Orlando ahead of Hurricane Dorian. Speaking on Friday, Dyer says Dorian could be the most significant storm Orlando has seen in decades.
If you haven't started preparing, you still have time, but you better get started today. So it's important that we not be complacent about the storm. 2 years ago, we saw the impact of Irma, and this storm has the potential to be more powerful.
Dorian is a Category 2 storm and expected to strengthen to possibly a Category 4, although the exact path is still unknown by the National Hurricane Center. In a tweet on Friday, President Trump is asking General Motors to come back to the United States with their manufacturing plants. They moved to China before the president took office, and the president saying that they should start to bring jobs back to America again. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.